Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Okay, y'all, we are at the beginning of July, and yes, as always, your girl is excited and I am happy, but this time around, you guys, I did a little bit something different. So I asked the beautiful ladies in my group, the Glow Up Society, if you are not a member, you guys, you need to join. Like, it's high vibe, beautiful women supporting each other. If you're not a member, make sure you join now. Anyway, I asked the beautiful ladies in my group, what were they setting the intention of July? Like, what were they calling more into their life? And believe it or not, a lot of ladies said that they wanted to lose weight and become healthier. So of course, me doing both, having lost weight as well as became healthier, I was like, let me chime in and just share some tips that actually helped me reduce my blood pressure. So now my blood pressure reading is perfect, and also helped me shed almost 80 pounds, 79 to be exact. So tip number one is you want to visualize this healthier, thinner version of yourself. How do you show up? What do you wear? How do you act? What are you now able to do that you weren't able to do before? How do you feel? What do your days look like? How are you taking care of yourself? How are you taking care of this newer, healthier version of yourself? Walk yourself in the day of a life of this healthier version of yourself. And then what I want you to do is I want you to start to add those positive changes in your life. Don't wait until you get to that point, right? In order to manifest it, to make it part of your reality, I want you to act in that moment. And then what I want you to do is I want you to enjoy this ride. So however you thought you were going to feel once you become healthier, once you become happier, I want you to feel that way now. So if you think that you're going to be confident AF, as the kids would say, or if you think you're going to walk in the room and own the room, I want you to start doing that now. Do not wait until you've lost weight to love yourself. Don't wait until you've lost weight to feel confident, right? The journey is the destination. Getting down to that size, yes, it's great, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. However, the beauty is in the destination itself. This is where you get to love on yourself. This is where you get to learn yourself. This is where you get to show yourself every single thing that you thought that you could not do, and now you're doing it. So enjoy the moment. In a previous episode, I talked about stress and how usually stress is associated with worrying about something that may or may not happen. So I want you to stop focusing on the future. Stop focusing on that long-term goal. And I want you to focus on being in the present now and enjoying the journey to this healthier, happier version of yourself. Number two, incorporate affirmations. Yes, you know your girl is the queen of positive affirmations, and of course I am going to tell you to use those. Why? Because they can provide motivation. Like when you're thinking about quitting, you're thinking about giving up, girl, come on, we can do this, you got this, I can do it, I'm strong, right? I'm becoming healthier, whatever your affirmation is. And not only can it help provide motivation, but you can use them to develop new, healthier habits by reprogramming your mind. So I also talked about how positive affirmations help you rewire your mind, and it gives your subconscious mind a command so you can actually obtain your goal. So this can work two ways for you. Now, of course, you guys, if you want my list of positive affirmations for weight loss, you can sign up to get them at my website, therealnatliebutler.com. And it'll be a link that says, get my top 40 positive affirmations for weight loss here. Number three is eat slower. Y'all, look, none of us are on a television show where there is a food, what is it, challenge or a race. None of us are, but we have the tendency to try to eat it, right? We try to eat it all at that very single moment. Like, we just gotta eat as fast as we can. We're always busy. We're always moving. We're always multitasking. Like, we're trying to do so many things at one time. So now I want you to slow down. Like I talked about, enjoying the ride, enjoy your food. Take at least 15 to 20 minutes to eat your food. Okay. What this will do is it will allow your mind and your body to recognize when you are no longer hungry. So this way you don't end up overeating. So sometimes we're in this race to eat. And when do we stop? When we full, stuffed, and can't move, right? So when you actually allow yourself enough time for your mind to register and to send the signal to your stomach and for them to be in communication, now you can actually see when you are full. And this will help you feel fuller longer. It'll help with your digestion. And if you're just greedy like me and love food, guess what? The food just tastes so much better when you savor it, don't it? Number four, divide portions. So when you go to most restaurants, especially here, right in the US, Most of these restaurants are going to give you way too much food. Usually they give you 2 to 3 servings in just one sitting. And because we all see the food in front of us and we eat with our eyes, we kind of feel like we're obligated to eat it all in that one sitting. And this is usually linked to like childhood memories where we were forced to eat all of the food on our plate. So what I want you to do as soon as the food comes out is cut it in half or even a third if you want to. Like look at the portion. Sometimes some restaurants really will give you 3 portions or 3 servings. So cut it in half at least and put it to the side. Then ask the server for a to-go box. And what you can do, right, is at least this way, it gives you time to process how much you're eating. And if you're still hungry, guess what? You still have the other half there. So you can always go back for more, but at least time yourself so you're eating your food slowly and you're listening to your body and then you can eat it. But don't feel forced to eat every single thing that's right in front of you. Tip number 5. Express gratitude. Okay, this is for all of the positive changes that you're making and the things that you've noticed that you are now able to do. So you guys know I am big on gratitude, 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 gratitude. So if you want to be blessed with more, you have to express gratitude for what you already have. Now, not only will it help in terms of raising your vibration, you guys, but it'll help you stay focused on your goal. It'll help you stay motivated, right? Because now you actually see the progress that you're making. And I'm talking about express gratitude for any single thing that has happened. Like when I was on my journey, y'all, if I lost 0.4 ounces, I was happy. I was grateful. So it helped me stay motivated, which raises the vibration. So this way you can continue to do more of it. And then of course, manifest better health with ease. Number 6, journaling. This helps to create awareness around your habits, beliefs, behaviors, and even your triggers. So if you're feeling like making an unhealthy eating choice, or maybe you already have, journal about it. What happened? What didn't happen? What caused the change in your attitude? How can you eliminate exposure to it? And if you cannot eliminate exposure to it completely, can you at least minimize it? Or, is it possible for you to change how you view the situation? Number 7, don't hold a grudge against yourself. So we are very, very big on holding grudges against ourselves, right? Like some of us have this idea where everything has to be perfect. We can't mess up. We are afraid of failure. So many different things. And we end up going down this rabbit hole and holding a grudge and we're actually prolonging our process. Y'all, if you slip up, it is okay. All right, get back on the wagon. You do not have to give up and jeopardize all of your hard work. Just keep going. It's okay to start over. Just don't quit on yourself. Number 8, ditch the scale. Yes, that's what I said. Don't worry about the number, y'all. You can do something such as like taking measurements using like an actual tape measure. And this way you can measure like your measurements around your waist, your arms, your legs, whatever part of your body that you want to measure, right? And this has been proven to be more helpful and beneficial for you to actually see your progress. So I want you to think about how you feel, y'all. Yes, think about how you feel. Do you feel lighter? Are you more energized? Do your clothes feel looser, right? Sometimes the scale can actually be a lady's worst enemy. As women, our weight fluctuates. There is absolutely nothing that we can really do about it, y'all. It's just nature. And especially if it's like that time of the month, ooh, don't you dare get on that scale, child. Don't you look at that scale, because what's going to happen? You're going to piss yourself off. I'm not even going to lie. Don't you get on that doggone scale. Instead, look at the progress that you've made in terms of how you feel and think about how, think about like your non-scale victories. Think about the tape measurements, right? Look at other ways to gauge your progress, and this will actually keep you motivated. Number 9. Set realistic expectations. Do not set yourself up for failure, y'all. Look, I get it. You want to lose the weight like now, like este momento, pronto. I understand you want to lose the weight, and guess what? You will. But understand what is reasonable for you. Okay, if you have never exercised a day before in your life, do not sit up there and register for a marathon tomorrow. Don't you do that to yourself, right? If you do continue to use the scale, I want you to set realistic and healthy weight loss goals. So most medical professionals, nutritionists, people in that area, right? They say that it's acceptable, I guess that's the word we want to use. I guess that's the word I'm going to be using today, is to lose about 1 to 2 pounds per week, right? Now, of course, if you are heavier and you have more to lose, you might lose more than that. However, if you are not a person that has to lose at least 300 pounds, y'all, don't set no goal to say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this month. It's probably not even physically possible for you. So I want you to look and see what is realistic and physically possible for you. Losing 8 pounds a month could just be realistic for you. And guess what? It don't even matter. If you've lost weight, if you lost 1 inch, 2 inch, if you lost 8 pounds, guess what? It's still progress and you're still doing the damn thing. Number 10, ditch comparison. Yes. So I got a whole blog post where I talk about comparison. If you haven't read it, check it out. It's pretty dope if I must say so myself. But do not ask anyone how long it has taken them to lose weight, right? You may not notice it, but what happens, you guys, is you usually end up setting like this benchmark or this level of expectation based upon somebody else's results. Now, if you do better than they did, if you lose weight faster than they did, great. But what happens if you don't? Ooh. You start to discourage yourself, right? Without even noticing what you've done, you set up an expectation based upon somebody else's body, somebody else's lifestyle. No, don't do that to yourself. Everyone goes through their own journey on their own timing. If you are stuck feeling unmotivated and discouraged, don't look at nobody else's picture. Look, if it does not have you feeling inspired, I don't care. Don't look at a progress picture. Don't look at a success story. Listen, look at your story. And that's the only one that matters. 11, release the mental blocks. Yes, you know I was going to talk about it, right? Work to remove whatever belief, behavior, or fear that you have around being healthy. You're not too old. It's not too late. You don't have to stay a certain way if you do not want to. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to eat it. Look, I don't care about the starving kids on another continent. Why? Because guess what? Your plane ain't gonna make it to them in the anyway. Okay, leftovers are fine. It's not rude to politely decline someone's offer of food. You do not have to feel as though you're about to burst because you've stuffed yourself, right? Just because you've always done it doesn't mean that you have to continue to go down that path. You have the power to create change in your life. Let me repeat this. You, whoever you are, whatever your name is, child, you have the power to create change in your life. Repeat after me. I have the power to create change in my life. No one is special. They did it and you can do it too. Number 12, tracking. So I talked about a journal earlier, right? I want you to do, because a journal helps you create awareness. I want you to do the same thing in terms of tracking your food. So get either a food journal, a food diary, or my personal fave is an app that I like to use called MyFitnessPal. And this will allow you to track your intake, at least initially. Like, I'm not saying I want you to become obsessed with tracking your food, but I want you to do it initially, right? You can later remove it, but what it does is it helps create awareness around our behaviors. Sometimes we do not realize our behaviors and our patterns, and ultimately they end up getting in the way of us becoming healthier, right? That extra snacking adds up. By recording your food, you become aware of what you're consuming, and now you can hold yourself accountable. Sometimes it just helps to see what we're doing in writing or some type of visualization or proof to see what we're actually doing. Okay, we usually don't put a lot of thought into our snacking, and a lot of times we don't even notice that we're doing it, right? We're not even paying attention. Have you ever opened a bag of chips and you look at me like, damn, where the rest of the chips go? And you just sat there and ate all of them, but you only remember eating like the first 2 to 3. Sometimes we're just not aware of what we're doing. So I want you to at least start to track what you're doing. So this way you can create awareness around it and hold yourself accountable. Number 13, reward versus punishment. Instead of a punishment system and feeling as though you are depriving yourself, I want you to set up something more empowering. I want you to set up a reward. Why? Because being healthier is a good thing, y'all. It's a good change that you're actually making. You're making an investment into yourself, which is ultimately making an investment into your future. This should be rewarded, okay? Be proud of the choice that you are making by choosing to become healthier. Look, let's just keep it real. Everybody don't have that choice. Some some people have had that choice taken from them, and for some people, it is just simply too late. I hate to say it like that, but if you are in this position where you can make a choice and you are choosing to make that choice, be proud of yourself. Number 14, set up a support system or an accountability partner. So I want you to surround yourself with like-minded people who support you and your goals. So this is one of the main reasons why I created the Glow Up Society, right? So whatever your goal is, right? This group is for women that are dedicated to personal development. So whether it be health and wellness, whether it be business, right? If you are looking to create change in your life, right? It helps to have a partner or someone to help share this journey with you. So this way you guys can provide insight and inspiration when times get tough. Remember something, you do not have to do this alone. So one of the things that I struggle with is I always felt alone. And I know I felt that way because I put myself alone. A lot of people didn't know what I was working towards. A lot of people didn't know that I was struggling. And because I was alone, I usually felt even worse. Like I feel like being alone prolonged the journey for me. So I want you to set up a support system or get you an accountability partner. And last but certainly not least, yes, technically this is kind of like 15, but it's not, it is, it kind of is, I don't know. Listen, I want you to be patient with yourself. Show yourself compassion, okay? If you are in this process of losing weight, understand something, y'all. Look, let me just be 100% honest with you. You didn't put that weight on overnight. And you know you didn't. It might feel like you did. You're like, damn, I'm gaining 20 pounds overnight. It might feel like you did, but you did not, right? This is from weeks, months, years, and even decades, y'all. So I want you to be patient with yourself. This is why I talked about having realistic expectations. This is why I said, don't hold a grudge against yourself, right? Understand every little step that you make in the right direction is still progress. So show yourself some love and some compassion. And of course, if you are looking for an amazing planner, I want you guys to check out my Glow Up Planner, right? So it covers mindset and manifestation tips and techniques to help you crush your goal within 30 days. And yes, you can even use this to apply it to helping you become healthier. There's a spot in there that talks about gratitude. There's a spot in there that talks about affirmations. There's a spot in there that talks about planning. There's a spot in there talking about recap so we can learn from the things that are going on in our lives. It is an absolutely wonderful planner. So I want you to check it out. You can see it on my website at therealnatalieboller.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will catch you guys on the next one.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnatalieButler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.